In the day's other headlines, President Donald Trump convened the inaugural meeting of his newly formed Board of Peace at the U.S. Institute of Peace headquarters today, a building that now bears his name. The focus was Gaza, where a fragile ceasefire between Israel and Hamas is still holding, though tensions remain high. The president announced billions of dollars in reconstruction pledges from the U.S. and other nations, outlining an ambitious plan to rebuild Gaza.
Does everybody like the music?
Today in Washington, President Trump's newly formed Board of Peace met for the first time.
Today, thanks to unrelenting diplomacy and the commitment of many of the great people in this room, the war in Gaza is over.
The president stood flanked by representatives from more than 40 countries, with observers from a dozen more, gathered for what he called one of his most important and consequential missions.
What we're doing is very simple, peace. It's called the Board of Peace. An easy word to say, but a hard word to produce, peace.
But the reality in Gaza is far from peaceful. Mourners gathered for a funeral for 9 Palestinians killed in Israeli airstrikes this past weekend, in what Israel's military called a response to ceasefire violations by Hamas.
Do you believe that there is a Board of Peace? Do you believe that Trump would come defend us? The one who is supplying Israel with weapons, money, with protection, and with an international umbrella.
In Washington, the president announced the U.S. would commit $10 billion toward establishing the board. It's unclear whether the president has the authority to spend those funds. Neither he nor the White House detailed where the money would come from or how it would be used. Mr. Trump also said 9 countries pledged a combined $7 billion toward a Gaza relief package. Today's session lasted several hours with dozens of speakers, including Israel's foreign affairs minister.
Our previous plans for Gaza failed because they never addressed the core issues: terror, hate, incitement, and indoctrination.
And the head of the Palestinian Technocratic Committee, who outlined priorities for Gaza, starting with security.
We are operating in extremely difficult conditions. Our mandate is simple, President, step by step to build the foundation for lasting peace.
Key U.S. allies, including the U.K., France, and Canada, were not in attendance. The president said he intends to name his son-in-law, Jared Kushner, as a special peace envoy. Kushner, who has extensive and lucrative business ties in the Middle East, defended the board structure.
A lot of these people are volunteers. They're doing this not for any personal gain. People are not personally profiting from this.
The head of a newly announced international stabilization force said several countries, including Indonesia and Morocco, have pledged troops.
With these first steps, we will help bring the security that Gaza needs for our future prosperity and enduring peace.
Secretary of State Marco Rubio called the board the only way forward.
There is no plan B for Gaza. Plan B is going back to war. No one here wants that.
In Gaza, peace feels remote. Tents now cover swaths of devastated land. Children play with makeshift lanterns made from empty soda cans. And long lines for food remain a daily reality.
Rain, wind, and cold in the tents. What are people supposed to do? How can the young people live in tents like these?
For now, conditions on the ground suggest the Board of Peace faces a formidable test.